Inclusion Now 58, Book Review. Neither Victims Nor Heroes, Promoting Disability Inclusion Through Reading. Richard Reaser reviews The Full Story by Mark Jennett, published by the National Education Union in 2020. Launched during UK Disability History Month 2020 by the National Education Union, The Full Story is a welcome contribution to developing a more disability-inclusive curriculum through reading in nursery and primary classrooms. Mark Jennett, who previously produced the Union series Every Child, Every Family, looking at LGBTQ+ identities, and Breaking the Mold, examining gender stereotypes, makes it clear that depictions of disability are still relatively rare. Where they do occur, they are often part of bullying narratives or feature people overcoming their impairments. In the 21 titles recommended here, disabled characters are depicted neither as victims nor heroes, but ordinary people getting on with the business of living. The books in this resource take a number of approaches. Some talk specifically about diversity in all its forms and can be used to ensure that disability is included in wider conversations about both our differences and the many things we have in common. Some feature disabled protagonists, although their impairments are not what defines them, and many just include disabled children as part of the action. All have value, but arguably this last group are the most important. For some children, the first people they may associate with disability are Paralympians or someone like Stephen Hawking. Such high achievers are valuable in terms of how, for example, they challenge common stereotypes about disability, but their lives do not reflect those of most disabled people. Reading stories that feature familiar situations and in which disability is just one aspect of many people's lives is one of the best ways of promoting disability inclusion. Our suggested books also include a range of ethnicities, faiths, sexual orientations, and other differences, since disabled people are as diverse as anyone else, and fictional depictions should reflect those intersectional identities. Starting with picture books suitable for early years and Key Stage 1, from publisher Child's Play International and Barefoot Books, the illustrations are of a diverse population with a range of impairments doing ordinary things. Jennett provides a series of asks to discuss with children, to focus and generalise their thinking. The books selected here are not an exhaustive list, but rather a guide to the type of books likely to be most effective at promoting inclusion. What the Jackdaw Saw and Freddy and the Fairy are pointed to as examples of applying social model approaches to issues in the story. Both are about overcoming communication barriers for deaf characters. Chapter books for Key Stage 2 readers are also covered. A Storm of Strawberries is told in the first person by 12-year-old Darby, who has Down syndrome, while Running on Empty is about 11-year-old AJ, who loves to run and is a carer for his parents who have learning difficulties. Both raise a whole series of issues about disability and wider diverse relationships. I Am Not a Label, featuring 34 disabled artists, thinkers, athletes and activists from past and present, focused more on their achievements rather than their impairments, is recommended. This book, also available on NEU website, is a welcome addition to challenging disabledism in the primary curriculum, but as it says, much more needs to be done to bring this approach into all parts of the curriculum. World of Inclusion provides many examples and ways of doing this.